Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report on Wednesday, August 24th. At the close of yesterday's program, Werner was on the phone with us, and the discussion turned to, did Hitler's regime become more dictatorial as time went on rather than less? Or, put another way, were Germans unable to speak freely during that time? Well, Werner did say that it was necessary at the beginning of Hitler's regime, but that it should have lessened and that it did not. He said that extreme conditions call for extreme actions or a certain amount of crackdown, which he thought was all right. But when those conditions lessen, it should lighten up. And again, he said that this did not take place according to what his parents told him, I think he said, under Hitler. Well, I invite callers on this question this morning, including Werner, at 1-800-313-9443. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a story that I said I was going to talk about, and it's not very much, as I don't have much to say about it, but I had said that I would speak about why are the Mengele diaries kept stored away by Yad Vashem? Why are they not published on the internet in full so all can read them? You know, what is going to happen to these Mengele diaries? Dr. Joseph Mengele, you know, the doctor of death, whatever, at Auschwitz, that they have publicized for so long. Now that they have been bought by a Jewish Orthodox man, and now he announces he has donated them to Yad Vashem, Holocaust Memorial. So the news articles point out that in his diaries, Mengele found plenty of time to pontificate on life and do doodles and do all of right. He wrote that there's about, I don't know, I forget, 10 or so of these binders that he wrote in, filled with his writing. But there's no mention of his stomach-churning experiments. Well, what they say are stomach-churning. You know, he says nothing that indicts himself or that confirms the story that's put out by the Jews about what was taking place at Auschwitz and so on. So the fact is that Yad Vashem has said that they've got these sum of pages on display for about a month, after which they will go into the Jewish archives at Yad Vashem. Now, this is a way of suppressing information. That's the point I want to make here. Well, now they go in the archives. We will not see them. They have never been 95% of his writing in German has never been translated into any other language. Therefore, why doesn't anybody translate them? It would be the interest of the Jews and the Holocaust promoters to get these things, to get this translated. They don't do it because, as I've pointed out before, there's nothing there that supports their claims. Now they're going to put these in. Now they own them. They're putting them away. They're not available to the public. Nobody will talk about them. And nobody will be able to get hold of them. I suppose if you are a revisionist, you wouldn't, and you could translate from German, you wouldn't be able to get your hands on them. So this is a way of suppressing information. And now we'll continue to hear about Dr. Mengele and his evil experiments and all the evil that he did, on and on with no backup, no backing, and we will not be reading his diaries either. So there you go. When we come back, I will continue with what I started with and see where we can go with that today. Be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Carolyn Yeager, and I'm this is kind of an open day. I've got quite a few topics that I can go into, I'm kind of hoping there might be a discussion with callers if they feel they have something to say about what I opened with, and I'll go on with that in a minute. But I want to also bring in here another little story that I caught my eye. This was from 2 days ago. It says Berlin Library returning books stolen by Nazis. You know, all headlines in all news stories always make the Nazis look bad. Of course, you know, here they've stolen these books. And now, 70 or so years later, they're going to be returned. Now, here's the facts, though. The Berlin Central and Regional Library says it will, has to be a very large library there, says it will return books by, return books the Nazis stole from the Social Democratic Party, including an English language copy of the Communist Manifesto. Now, supposedly, as it's goes on to say, well, I'll finish reading it and then I'll comment. The copy dates from 1883 and is believed to have belonged to Friedrich Engels, who penned the original German work with Karl Marx in 1848. This is, you know, a real historic document. The library said Monday the work is one of some 70 books, that's it, 70, to be returned to the party on August 31st. Oh, I see. The library is going to return the books to the Social Democratic Party. I didn't get that. I thought they were going to be put back in the library. Supposedly, the Nazis stole them from the Social Democrats, and now the Social Democrats are going to get these books, one of which is the you know, Communist Manifesto, back. 70 books that were taken from them. The Social Democratic, going on with the article, the Social Democratic Party was banned in 1933 after Hitler came to power. Activists from the party continued to oppose the Nazis. Many were persecuted or killed for their activities. All right, let's look at this. So, you know, when the Nazis, when the National Socialists came to power, They did ban, in fairly short order, all parties except the National Socialist Party. That's true. They did that. And they did it because the parties were opposing them. You know, there was lots of opposition. It was very contentious for all these years leading up to Hitler being given the chancellorship, and in the hopes that he could, you know, settle some of these things and actually get some things accomplished. And that was his very, very strong desire and plan, and he said it right out loud enough times that this is what he was going to do. And so in order to do that, he banned the other parties. Now, the Social Democratic Party, it says right here that after that, they continued to oppose the Nazis. So, you know, they were trying to stop Hitler. They were trying to get him out of power, for one thing, and they were trying to stop him from doing what he was trying to do and carry out the programs he was trying to put in. And so, you know, this is the reason they were persecuted, and I don't think that they were, that Social Democrats were killed for their activities, unless they were in violent fights, which with National Socialists, and National Socialists were killed too. So in these brawls and so on, I don't know exactly. They just throw that in there. Now this thing was put out by the Social Democratic Party, no doubt. This is probably a press release that looks like a news story, and saying that they're going to get these books back. Now, they're very happy to say they want these books, and they want this Friedrich Engels book, Great Historic Work. But we have historic copies of Mein Kampf, but those are outlawed in Germany. Can't have them. And I won't go into any details I'm not exactly sure of. So here we have an example of the way they put this stuff out, and how suppression of speech goes on and suppression of ideas goes on all the time, and always did in Germany, because one side wants to suppress the other, and whatever is in power is trying to keep the other from having a voice. And this we have today. We have it all over the world, actually. I would like a caller to point out where things are any different or any better somewhere else. That would be interesting. Now, I want to go on to another, before I continue with that topic that I started out with. I also said I was going to talk about this question. I don't have too much to say about that either, but I did post it, that I was going to be talking, asking the question, are Israelis making plans to immigrate to the U.S.? It is my sense, and my feeling that there is so much turmoil, that what's going on in Israel, the Israelis are certainly totally aware, and because they're connected with World Jewry, who is aware of everything, and you know, in key positions and power positions all over the world, not least of which is in banking, they are. They know the problems in the Middle East, and they know the problems of the long-term future of Israel. And they no doubt have contingency plans. And I believe that one of these is that if there's a serious problem there with Israel, they since they're all over the world already, the Israelis will emigrate to other places, the top choice of which is the United States. So if an economic collapse would come that would affect everybody in, you know, large scale, and Israel becomes very unstable, then the Israelis will be welcomed in the United States. Don't think they won't be. And in the turmoil and chaos of economic collapse, which is being predicted for us to start any time, you know, when the facade that they're keeping up, that we still have some economic viability in the United States, completely disintegrates, that they will be in a position, even more so, to just take over the United States even more than they already have. And because they will not be able to be thrown out, because when we talk about Nazi Germany, we're going to talk about, and we have to talk about, the desire to get the Jews out of Germany. That was the whole point of what took place between the Nazis and the Jews. They hate this because they don't want to be thrown out of anywhere. You know, their whole scheme is to be in all over the world, the diaspora, and in key influential positions, and then they cooperate together. So once this all happens, don't think that then we're going to be able to, now we'll take control of our country. We got, you know, we have a collapse. The government will collapse. We'll get these crooks out. And because they've got plans for all that, folks. And their plan is that they'll take control. And we'll be lost altogether, those of us who don't want Jewish control. So that's something to think about. That's all. That's the picture that I see. I think a lot of people have ideas. I don't say that we can't fight against that, but there has to be some awareness of all this and some organization. Not that I'm going to organize it. I mean, I'm not pretending that I'm a leader of any of this. I'm just putting out my ideas, hoping that there are people, younger and males, who are doing something in preparation for all of these contingencies. But this is the danger that I see. Well, let's see. I have I still have a couple minutes. I'm going to go into this, and then I'll be done with my extra stories. What Obama is doing to hurt our country. This first one is affirmative action. This is not new. This is a little bit dated, last week or something. But it was put out. But that Obama has put a put out an order to all federal agencies to increase the number of blacks hired. And the fact is that blacks make up 12% of the U.S. population, according to this article. And but they make up 18% of the entire federal workforce due to preferential treatment. So that is an overrepresentation by 50% if you just go by population numbers. And then if we go by qualification considerations, then we see the problem here. Because when he wants, we've already got the federal and state governments already hire certain hiring practices. They hire a lot of blacks, and then now we're going to have even more. Now the NAACP, of course, praised this action, and he issued a hateful anti-white diatribe, claiming that white people are holding back black people from getting jobs. White people wouldn't see it that way if they are the people who are looking for a job and can't find one. And he says it's easier for a white male with a felony record to find a job than a black man who's never committed a crime. Qualifications, again, don't seem to be coming into this. So we'll finish with this when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back again, and I was saying that Ben Jealous, that's his name, last name is Jealous, who heads the NAACP now, was praising Obama for his order to increase across the board in federal agencies the hiring of blacks by 50, no, just the hire, just an increase, within 180 days, you know, in the 6 months he wants this done. I guess he wants this higher number of blacks to be completed. You know, he wants them to be hired by then. So he says, this Jealous is praising this, and he says, and the Council of Conservative Citizens wrote this article that I'm commenting from, and they said left-wing, they call him a left-wing extremist. I think that's very good. Because, you know, they call us right-wing extremists. I mean, they would call me or somebody who was speaking for, you know, against this, a right-wing extremist. So I think it's a good idea to call these people left-wing extremists. I don't know that the left considers him a left-wing extremist. No doubt they don't, but I think, and I doubt the mainstream media calls him that, but the CC is calling him that, and at least that's what it appears to me, and I think that's a very good idea to pay back, you know, do to them what they do to us. Anyway, he said that in this country, the U.S., it's easier for a white male with a felony record to find a job than a black man who has never committed a crime, and that in itself is a crime. Well, as I was saying, qualifications don't seem to enter in. Black leaders assume, and left-wingers assume, that there are always plenty of qualified blacks. They refuse to acknowledge black incompetence, naturally, and political correctness disallows its being brought up. So here we have a situation where we have these actions by our government leaders, and we're kind of held back from from properly commenting on them because of political correctness. And people have their, you know, just deny all kinds of obvious facts, and we're left with this problem. So that's now. Here's another story of wherein Obama is carrying out some very bad policies harmful to the United States. This is a more recent one. Just yesterday, I saw this. I think it comes from the. Some of you may have seen it from the former border Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, and they have written a an open letter, and to whoever, and they're calling for a new immigration policy to be rescinded. Apparently, there is a new immigration policy put out by the Obama administration that encourages, that they say will encourage further illegal immigration. What it is that they're going to, this new policy will permit hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to remain in the United States despite being in deportation proceedings already. That is, all of these illegal aliens that under the law are going through these ponderous deportation proceedings so that we can deport them because they have already been determined to be those who should not be allowed to remain in the country. They want to rescind this. And they have these very poor reasons for doing so. But these former Border Patrol officers, and I think that if you're a current Border Patrol officer, you couldn't put your name on such a document because you would be fired. So this has to be the former Border Patrol officers who are saying this, doing this. They say this is designed to sidestep congressional authority to regulate immigration. It's really breaking the law. And they say it should cause great concern amongst Americans who demand a secure border and desire only fair, even-handed enforcement of our nation's immigration laws. Everything is being done, as you know, folks, to keep immigration flowing, to keep these people in this country. The reasons for it are clearly treasonous. And, of course, Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, a department that never should have been created, is in charge of this, and she's giving all the reasons why it has to be done, because the courts are clogged up and they can't process all these people. So it's best to just let them stay here, you know, until they can do something later. Well, of course, their later is never going to come. So this is a situation we're in this country. Compare this to the kind of things that Adolf Hitler got accomplished in the Third Reich when he got rid of all parties except the National Socialist Party, which was the government then, and he didn't allow all this opposition to take over in Parliament, and they said he had a rubber stamp Parliament. Well, because he had the majority. And it was. So, but that's how all this got done. Now, therefore, I'm going to go back to this topic. And it's associated also with disinformation. So we'll kind of include that into it. And I remind you again, callers, call in if you have something to say about this at 1-800-313-9443. When we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Carolyn Yeager. We're back for our long section now, a long session, and I'm going to say make a few remarks about this suppression and repression idea. And then I'm going to take a caller that I have online here, and we might get some more calls on this issue. Now, how much freedom of speech was repressed in Hitler's Third Reich? Compare that to how the kind of repression we have today. And even though it may be a little more hidden, a little more subtle, is there really any difference? That's a question I would like people to, if they have an answer, and if you out there have an answer to that or have a comment on that, please call me and give it to me. Now, Werner was saying that yesterday that extreme conditions bring about extreme measures. He was okay with that. But I say, did not conditions continue to be extreme in the late 30s for Germany? I mean, when did conditions improve so much that measures should have improved? And what about the War of International Jewry against Germany? That began in 1933 out in the open, and it never let up. They never called it off. They only increased it. And then Hitler knew about the intentions of the British and Americans for Germany. If that was not known to the general public, it was certainly known to the Third Reich government. And he also understood what the Bolshevists in the Soviet Union had, what their intentions were on the other side. So this extreme danger for Germany never really let up. Germany became strong within itself, but the enemies were there planning on how they were going to bring it down. And I don't think that there was so much suppression of speech among Germans at all. But I do think that opposition was not really Well, it was not really allowed. I mean, if you were vocally opposing the regime in power, with the Hitler regime, they were going to be watching you and waiting to see if you ever did anything that was really illegal or whatever, and then they might arrest you and put you in a camp. But they would put you in a camp for a certain period of time, not forever. They didn't kill you, you know. And these camps were not were not death camps, and they were not that bad, particularly in the 30s. So this was the way it was done in order to keep opposition from growing again into the kind of government stopping activities that had been taking place all through the 20s in the Weimar Republic. So there's that. Now Hitler got in because of the fear of the left. This fear was even among the Social Democrats and the industrialists and business community. They knew the terrible threat of communism in Germany. I mean, they had successful revolutions in the 20s, and then they stamped those out. But it was always there, and they even had their parties. And they were agitating. And so this Germany was in turmoil until Hitler took power. And this is what he wanted to put an end to, this turmoil. Now, but they went along with Hitler because they saw that things were improving, because you can't run a country, you can't have anything good for anybody, as long as you have this kind of political agitation of such a serious nature going on. So the purpose of the repression was to silence the Reds, really, was to silence this kind of communist talk, ideology. As I said before, they took the books, the Communist Manifesto, I guess, they supposedly stole them or took them away from the Social Democrats, and they didn't want them in circulation in Germany, things like that. So, and they also were very much against any talk of defeatism. So, and this is a kind of talk of defeatism can be people's honest fears or concerns, but it can also be, and is, people who are disinformationists and the enemy who is in there seeding everybody's, taking away people's confidence and beliefs by putting out this defeatist term, talk, you know, of causing a lack of causing people to worry and think that there was no hope. You know, we have that now, and this is part of the disinformation. It's on all that. It comes from all. It's in how do I say that? It's in all. It's in many different areas of thinking. You have this disinformation, and one aspect of it is to create a sense of defeatism. So we have a real problem where right now in the United States, where we have to look clearly at what really is happening, at the same time, not go over the edge and into total defeatism and say there's no hope, give up, forget it, you know, go to the movies, just do whatever you can, but, look out for yourself, but the die is cast, you know, and the enemy is going to win, and we've already lost. That's the kind of thing that is very damaging. And Hitler was absolutely against that, because he had experienced that after World War I. And, he saw what that did to Germany. It caused them to become the losers in the war, to give up. And then they had that terrible armistice, which was like an unconditional surrender turned into. And Germany was totally ruined by it. So, he knew that he wouldn't go down that path. He would not go down that path. So he was trying to prevent all that. And most of the great majority of German people stood behind him in this. And I just don't think that these kind of quibbles about, well, you know, we had to watch what we said, carry much weight when you consider the big picture. But if anybody disagrees with me, I want them to say so. Now, what is the excuse of the regimes since then? Look at Germany. Since they got rid of Adolf Hitler and his terrible suppressing, repressive regime, his terrible dictatorship. Well, any Nazi talk was totally disallowed right away. And now we know the Germans were put through this re-education, which was really brutal. And they have been taught to hate themselves and despise themselves and think that their history is just wrought with suspicious nonsense, and that they never should have fallen for even all their great culture and writers and artists and so on, and that they are not to be trusted. And just it's horrible what's been done. And this in the name of freedom. You know, they're bringing freedom to the Germans. Well, so I'm going to go ahead and take the call now from Dave in Massachusetts. What have you got to say, Dave?
Oh, hi, Carolyn. You know, I don't know if I'm going to try to stay on what I think your topic is, more or less. But, yeah, you know, this illegal immigration thing that you were talking about a little while ago, just the immigration, the legal and illegal. But it's so obvious to me, Carolyn, that we're just being flooded out with these immigrants. Actually, there's a scripture in Daniel in ancient times. It says when he was talking about the end, he says the end shall come in as a flood. Well, it sure is coming in as a flood, flood of these aliens and everything. But you know what? I'll tell you what scares me, Carolyn. This scares me, and I'm fearless. Okay.
Okay.
We know we have these FEMA detention camps. You know, they say that there's well over 1,000 of them, that a lot of our former military bases have been ramped up into detention centers and everything. And I know this to be true. There's a couple right here in Massachusetts. But, you know, if you go to any Army, not Army, but just military, armed forces recruiting stations, you won't even see a white man anymore. It's all Hispanic, Asian, Black. You won't even see a white man on our military recruitment brochures and posters and everything. And yet, now they got these detention camps and everything. Now, I grew up with Jews. I went to school with Jews. I drove cab in New York City with Jews. I tatted these Jews all around like a Sabbath boy, okay? And let me tell you something that I know about the Jews. If the Jews in this country thought for one instant that they were going to be going into these FEMA detention camps, they'd be screaming bloody murder, but you don't hear one peep out of them, because they know that these camps aren't for them. They know these camps are for the white man, okay? That's why you don't hear boo out of them. They know all about these potential concentration camps, but you don't hear boo out of them because they know that they're the ones that are going to put the white man in them.
Any regime puts its enemies into camps, if you're going to use camps. And so who are the enemies of our regime? White people better wake up and realize that they are the enemies. But then you have people put their faith in the Tea Party, and then you have Jews taking over the Tea Party, which they do. They've taken over the Republican Party. You know, we have to see how they take over everything.
Yeah,
and they're able to do it. Look at Michelle Bachmann. What the heck? How did somebody like Michelle Bachmann suddenly become a presidential contender? It just boggles my mind.
Right. Yeah. You know, I'll leave you with this thought, Carolyn. You know, these Jews and everything, they like to be known as the chosen people and everything. Well, you know, this is my idea about the chosen people. I think the Jews are chosen people, and I'll tell you why. Because the Jews, with malice of forethought, okay, with full malice of forethought, they have chosen to reject Jesus Christ as Messiah. So that's why they're the chosen people, because they're willfully, with malice of forethought, rejected Jesus as Messiah. So that's why they're the chosen people, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, that's your point of view. All right, thank you, Dave, for that call. Bye-bye. Yeah, Dave is a good guy. He's a good guy. Now, I guess there's nobody out there that wants to argue with me about what I'm saying, and I'm going to go ahead with a little bit of disinformation talk, which is something that I notice more and more, and also something that is, I think we need to be really aware of it. And a lot of people now, disinformationalists are talking about disinformation. Disinformationalists are posing as people who are exposing disinformation. So it gets really interesting. All right, we've got another call here. I'm going to take it from Gary in San Diego. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here, I don't know where you're at. It's morning here.
Yes, it's early for you. Thank you for listening so early.
Well, anyway, I was listening to you, and then I listened to the last caller. He did mention flood, but it's also talked about in Revelations chapter 12. It says that the serpent, you know, opens up his mouth, and out comes a flood after the woman. And if you read it, you'll find out the woman represents Israel.
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt you here, Gary, just for a minute, because I don't want to get into biblical stories and so on. And here's my point of view on this. And I didn't want to bring it up with Dave because I knew he was going to be finished real quick. But, you know, you can, like if we say, well, there's a flood of immigrants, and then you can go in the Bible and find passages where they use the word flood and then, you know, attach it to that. What's the point of that? I think I would rather just talk about what we're dealing with today.
Is what you were talking about is the white people, and they're trying to be exterminated. I mean, if you bring in a load of what you would call non-whites, and they start intermingling with the whites, I mean, I can go right here in San Diego and see all kinds of our women with men mm-hmm. of other races, and they have little things with them, and that's being promoted by those that you're talking about, the Jewish people. I mean, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I know a lot of you do think, but I understand that we're on the same page here, but I don't think we have to go to the Bible and find verses in order to back it up. Let's just say that we've got this immigration problem that's being engineered by those who want to, if they don't want to destroy the United States as they want to destroy the United States as the nation that it once ever was. And
they want to destroy all of the Western world.
That's right. That's right. And they want to destroy the white race so that we are too weak to oppose them.
Now, there's one thing that you mentioned early on that caused me to call is you said, you know, we need to get some men. There is no men, okay? The testosterone is left the men. And you look at what's going on out there now is the women with any strength. I know you mentioned Michelle Bachmann, but at least she steps out. Where's the man?
Yeah, but she's stepping out for Israel.
We do have one, though, in Ron Paul. But look at the rest of them. What a bunch of wimps.
Well, you know, I used to kind of blame the men, but now I do recognize more than I used to that there's been a campaign to weaken them and to put them off into the periphery by bringing in all these other men from other countries to work and take their jobs and so on, and by getting rid of the jobs in this country. That now that right there is absolutely nuts to have exported our jobs to foreign countries.
Now let me tell you, I used to be a cook, restaurant
worker.
Okay, and I was actually in reality chased out by a chef who said, I'm hiring. And guess who he was hiring? And then I went into drywall, you know, construction. Same mm-hmm. thing. Everything that I went into, it's not that the white men won't do the job. It's just that the Mexicans can come in and do it for half the price because they don't have to compete with our society. And, you know, I can't work for that. I can't feed my family. They can
That's
go
right.
back to Mexico. I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're able to live differently. They live much more crowded, and they don't mind it. I mean, I lived in Mexico, and I know that Mexican families, young people and all, they can't imagine living alone. You know, we've all evolved into a place where a lot of us live alone. You know, we have small families, we have our own homes and so on, whereas they live amongst their extended family. And they'll have, you know, lots of people in one little house, and it doesn't bother them. They feel it feels secure to them. That's something that they, you know. So the cultural differences shouldn't be mixed together. I want to keep our way of life. I don't want to go to somebody else's way of life.
Now, there's a movie I'd like, maybe you could get if you haven't seen it. You can go to your library and get it, okay? And it's put together by Jews, but it tells the tale. It's called...
Okay, well, hold on, and we'll finish up with you when we come back from this last break.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here in our last segment for today with Gary from San Diego. And Gary, I had to interrupt you for the break, so please continue with your thoughts. Is Gary still there, or did he?
Okay, that movie is called They Come for Good.
Okay,
and it talks about the Jews that were kicked out of Brazil back in the 1700s or 1600s, excuse me. And wait a minute, I thought they were kicked out of the countries in Europe. No, they were kicked out of Brazil. And they came over here, and when they came into New Amsterdam, they saw the hanging ropes there, and they had to go underground at that time. So they have infiltrated, and, you know, you were talking about...
What do you mean? The Jews from Brazil came and saw the hanging ropes in New Amsterdam. That's in that movie called
They Come for Good. You can use it at your library.
What are the hanging ropes?
Hang people.
Well, why would they have hung them? Oh, because they were illegal or something?
I have no idea why, but you see, it was a... there was heavy-duty Christians in, and they didn't want those kind of people in there, I guess.
Okay, all right.
So you'd have to just go to the movie, you get the movie, and it's a documentary on this, and you just watch it, and you go, hmm. And so they snuck in. You know, why did they have to sneak in, number one? Mm-hmm. And so they weren't wanted anywhere. It's because of what they do. They come into a land. They don't assimilate. They take over the land. And they do it through deception. And it's just like...
And also they work with the left wing. And, you know, you always find the Jews very popular on the left. And the left likes the Jews. And all the way to, you know, communists. So they won't call themselves communists. They get insulted if you call them Marxists. But that's basically a lot of these people are. And yet they don't want those labels, but they want to label us, you know. So, and this is where you have to look. You have to see that the deception of the Jews and the deception of these far left wingers all goes together.
They're hypocrites. In other words, I can do it, but can't, type of thing.
And that's beyond hypocrites, they're damn criminals, and they're traitors. You know, I mean, they function as. They carry out treason, so you know this is this gets to be very serious.
I was watching something. I think it might have been might have even been on RBN as I clicked through stuff when Barack Obama was running for president and he was getting ready right after a debate with Hillary Clinton. Rahm Emanuel, who was the leader of RPAC at the time, took him upstairs and there was RPAC. And when he come back down, Rahm Emanuel said, that's our boy. And he's now the president. So it shows you the power that these guys have. And power is by being in all influential places, like you were stating earlier in the program, in the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they get in there, it's absolutely amazing. How did they fool people into saying they're God's chosen people? Chosen for what? They're not God's chosen people. You know, if you're going to say that...
Well, because people fall for religious ideas. I have to say that. You know, people, you bring religion into it, and then if you can convince them that this has some kind of religious authority, then people fall for it because they're really... I think that's the deepest strain in our thinking or our emotional beings is the religious teachings that go back, they go way back. That this was the first disinformation we were given back in the, you know, in the dark prehistoric times, if you want to say. All right, well, we're going to continue with this tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're upset by what I just said, you can call in tomorrow. Thank you, Gary, and thank you all. Come back tomorrow.